Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you guys for joining us. I hope you had a blessed week, and I hope that you're surviving all the hustle and bustle out there in this holiday season. It's definitely beginning to look a lot like Christmas, except no snow. I know some people are pretty disappointed about that, but I suspect we'll have a white Christmas, and guess what? As long as we don't have snow, we don't have to plow, and I'm liking that because at the Redoubt Ranch, oh my goodness, when it comes, it just plow, and then you get inside and warm up, and there's another snowstorm that hits, and it's, you know, you realize it's been the last 5 days, and you've spent like 47 hours plowing in the last 5 days. You're just ready for a break. You just want to sit back and enjoy it. It is beautiful when it arrives, but we're just not going to rush it, at least not here. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and we want to shed light on the truth of lies. We want to inform you and encourage you and inspire you, hopefully motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And we want to move you towards self-reliance and resiliency as we go along from a Christian perspective. So, and then, of course, we talk about Christian perspective in Christ. Christmas is all about Christ. And then I go and do a 180, like right here, Santa. All right, but this is really, okay, let me put this in perspective. At Amron.com, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, it was a great opportunity for you to introduce kids to amateur radio. There's a couple different ways that we do this, but one, I don't know if you knew it or not, but Santa is an amateur radio operator. He's a ham radio operator, and those young kids can finally have a reason to take an interest in grandpa's or dad's or the uncle's ham radio shack, because there are several nets we've got listed at Amron.com, under the posting, Santa is coming to town, Santa HF Nets. There are a few different ways that the young kids can talk to Santa over amateur radio. So some great amateur radio operators that volunteer and help make this happen every year. It's a lot of fun. And that all the different ways you can do that. And if you don't have a ham radio operator in your circle, in your sphere of influence, or somewhere in the family, there's still a way for you to listen in, which still could be fun and great for adults too, to practice using that shortwave radio. As long as you've got single sideband capabilities, you can tune in on several bands. And this is a good opportunity for you to become familiarized with that emergency preparedness equipment, your radios, specifically the shortwave radios. So you can tune in. All the frequencies and everything that you need to know are in that posting at Amron.com. And I'll spell one more time, A-M-R-R-O-N. That's Alpha Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November.com. And also, the young partisans out there, listen up. You've got a chance to win a 35-year anniversary edition of the 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time built into the stock. Also, it's real. This will be the third year we've given one away from the Daisy Museum, and this is the Christmas edition, the Christmas Dream edition. And you have to enter, you have to decipher a encrypted message. And all the instructions on how to do that or how to practice doing that are also available at radiofreeredoubt.com and using actual one-time pads. It's the real deal. It's real encryption that spies and agents behind enemy lines have used for decades and actually are still using in some cases. It's unbreakable encryption. We like to have a lot of fun with that. And we've created an encrypted message for you to practice with, because the real message is going to be put out next weekend on the 17th of December. So the names will be drawn within the next 48 hours and the announcement made there. So we'll be talking more about that tomorrow night and on our weekly podcast. And keep checking RadioFreeRedoubt.com for more information on that. It's just a lot of fun to see these kids getting involved on this level. And every year for the last, well, this would be year number three that we've actually given away a 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with a compass in the stock, the Christmas Dream Edition. This year, they're all sold out of them, but they did reproduce them. So this is the 35-year anniversary edition. And the one that we have our hands on is 100. It's the serial number 100 out of 2,500. And so that's kind of neat. But more on that. So let's see. What do we have here? This is, to practice, you go to the website, either RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com, and you'll see a posting there. It's right up at the top at Radio Free Redoubt titled Young Partisans OTP Practice Exercise. That's one-time pad, OTP. And that will help you hone the skills that you need for all of the rest of it, which will be coming out, like I said, tomorrow night, Sunday night. Okay, now this week, a couple of very, very significant things happened that I want to talk about. First of all, December 7th, 1941, a day which did go down as a day of infamy. Pearl Harbor, treacherously attacked by the Japanese, killing more than 2,000 people. This date was described by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt as a date which will live in infamy. It was the worst naval disaster in American history and brought declarations of war by Japan, Germany, and Italy against the United States and by America against them. 4 long years following this event, American men and women served and died on the battlefields of Europe and the Pacific. Now I want to stop right there. Our president, my president, Trump, did such a wonderful job honoring the troops. But something that's been circulating around a lot also, I've noticed in the last couple of years, are these heart-wrenching stories about those who were living in Japan when we were forced to use atomic weapons to end the war, to save untold millions of lives. And what's happening, I see, is a shift in the psyche of the general public about how horrible this was, how horrible it was on people. And they humanize the enemy that was hellbent on absolutely destroying America and were well on their way of doing it. It is another display of, I believe, just divine intervention for America being blessed, saved, protected by the source of our liberty, our Lord. And that type of atrocity, and it was, they are humans. They were humans in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But we have I've seen this shift where we feel the guilt of how horrible, that was so unnecessary, these poor people, what they went through. And what's happening is the perpetrator-victim role has swapped, where you're starting to see, well, it's a very anti-American sentiment anyway that we see rising up in the United States. By the way, did you see that poll? What was it? It was which of the big universities? I have it. I could dig it up. One of the, Harvard, I believe, they ran a poll showing that now, two out of three, or actually the millennials now are the largest voting bloc. Now, of all the voting blocs, the millennials are the largest, with two out of three of them voting Democrat. Did you know that? That just came out this week. I spoke with Violette Sabo, and she was just stunned, and you know, her heart just sank. And I understand that next generation, that millennial generation, you got a fight on your hands. You can either assimilate and become an America hater, or you can stand against the America haters and stand for our Christian heritage and our conservative values and ideals, and you've got a fight coming. I mean, we do too, but it is really going to come to a head in the millennial patriots generation. Maybe even another form of a Holocaust that's coming. Freedom isn't free, and sometimes that becomes such a cliche statement. We really undervalue the potency of the full meaning and the impact of that. It's not to be taken lightly. That phrase, freedom isn't free. There's a very, very heavy, heavy price to remain free. But it is even a higher price to break chains once you're in bondage. So now's the time. Now's the time to fight, if you will. Okay, so back to this video that somebody sent to me, and I've seen several of these circulating around. So take a listen to this.
As far back as I can remember, both my mother and my sister were sick in bed and looking pale. And when I was six, they both died. When my sister died, I heard her doctor tell my father that I wouldn't live to see my 10th birthday. So I knew that I was not going to live long.
Now, that's sad, isn't it? I mean, that pulls on the heart, that tugs on the heartstrings. We're talking about humans and facing suffering. But guess what? I want you to understand very clearly, America was not the bad guy here. I want to share some things with you, some resources, if you want to know. Wall Builders has done a great job. They have a posting up this week. They have a collection including the December 7th, 1941 Orders of the Day for the USS California for the day of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Since that day was a Sunday, the orders included times and locations of church services for the ship's crew. Obviously, the attack, which began around 8 a.m., interrupted the schedule, and they've got the schedule listed there, a bunch of church services, preventing these church services from taking place. And this document is an incredible glimpse into the normal routine these sailors were expecting for the day, events that never happened. On Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, we remember the men and women who lost their lives. We also honor our veterans who have faithfully served our nation throughout the generations. And that's what I want to point to right there. December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that Americans were murdered by agents of another nation who made a calculated decision to go to war with the United States. And one morning, before all these soldiers and sailors and people could attend all these church services, which was a common thing, before our military declared war on God, and they were murdered. And we rose to the occasion and responded. And what really just gets under my skin is on Pearl Harbor Day, when we take the time to remember those who were murdered by a foreign government with an unprovoked attack on our country. And you can argue it wasn't unprovoked. We actually did something. You know what? I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. I mean, that's a different discussion. Let's put it that way. But to overshadow this, what our American citizens went through, to overshadow it with somebody's poor me story about recovering from the atomic blast in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, pick a different day. Pick the day that that those bombings occurred. Don't take anything away from our soldiers and sailors and other American citizens who were murdered on that day by shoving all of these human interest, sad, weepy stories about what they went through. Because I want to point you to a couple of other things. If you have not heard of this, you need to look up the Rape of Nanking, also known as the Nanking Massacre, for what the Japanese, these poor, docile, meek, quiet little introspective people, false. They have been historically have been a warrior race that has annihilated those around them. A very warring people. Now, they're very docile right now, but you cannot forget history and what they did. And what they've done just in World War II was just, we could have, as far as I'm concerned, we could have just wiped that whole island and turned all of it into glass. And humanity would have been better for it. Just as a consequence for what the Japanese people have historically done to others. It is staggering what they did, what they were willing to do. You think Nazis are bad. You think, you can go back. You think the communists under Stalin was bad. What these people did was just vile in Nanking, in China. And today, the Chinese still have a deep-seated hatred for the Japanese because of what their people endured. And we'll put up a link to there's videos and there's books. But just you can just do an internet search on it. The other thing, too, that will really help you shed a light onto the tactics and techniques that the Japanese used is watching The Pacific, the epic, you know, the sister, a companion series to Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg's other one, The Band of Brothers. Absolutely amazing. Band of Brothers. I think every American needs to watch that so you understand what these men went through. Well, they did another one covering the campaign in the Pacific and what the Japanese were doing to the citizens on those islands is just heart-wrenching. And they did a really good job of portraying some of that as much as they could in the Pacific, that series. But we were forced, our very existence depended on this. What those people are capable of doing, if they hit American shores, the millions of lives and the atrocities that took place, taking out two cities, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and the consequences, those are consequences that their government is responsible for, not the United States. And that's what I wanted to clarify here. Because there's a lot of this going around where we start to thinking, well, that was pretty bad. You know, did we have to? Yes, we had to. They exhausted every other option and not to mention gave them multiple attempts to repent. We begged them to please stop and turn around and cease doing what they're doing because we had no other recourse but to annihilate two of their cities. There was no other way out of it. Sorry, there's not. Anyway, read up on the Rape of Nanking and the Nanking Massacre and the Pacific. There's a lot of other material out there, too, that'll kind of balance out the perspective for where it seems this culture is trying to take us. I feel bad that those people had to go through what they had to go through, but not as much as feeling bad about what Americans endured or would have endured if we had not taken those drastic measures to stop them. They had forward momentum that was virtually unstoppable, and that did it. That's what was necessary, and it was necessary. So I want to thank President Trump for taking the time to say the words that he said yesterday, and we've got the, you know, the Trump Pearl Harbor honoring our troops, and that video. I'll try to get that video embedded in today's highlights and resources posting. Absolutely amazing. So proud of him and having the veterans up there, the way he honored them, you would never have seen the previous administration led by the president, which will not be named, honoring our veterans in such a way that we saw President Trump doing this week with those survivors, those Navy veterans that he had up there and the declaration that he made. Beautiful. I don't have time to get into all of it. Maybe I'll play some of it tomorrow night in tomorrow night's podcast. All right, let's take a break. And I want to thank Works LLC, Works Holsters, made right here in the American Redoubt. Custom made holsters for all of your needs. Lifetime guarantee. Check them out, WERKZ.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back in a moment.
On behalf of all the staff and Radio Free Readout partisans, Merry Christmas.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action. In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues. Tell your representatives in Congress or even the president himself what you think is the best course on issues that come before the public.
We are back. Segment two, Radio Free Redoubt. www.radiofreeredoubt.com is our website. Come over and visit us over there. And thank you guys for helping to support us by clicking on the Amazon banner, for doing all of your shopping, your Christmas shopping. And thank you for all of you who have sent that affiliate link on to all of your friends and family. It all adds up and it all really helps us keep doing what we're doing as we grow, as we continue to expand. So thank you. And I also want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, out of St. Mary's, Idaho. Beautiful St. Joe Riverfront Suites. And they are right on the riverfront. Go to riverfrontsuites.com and check them out today. Okay. There is this week, the other thing that I want to talk about here in just in the last few minutes is the other major, significant, huge event that took place. And I'll tell you what, if I could, if there's anything I would love to just shake the hand of President Trump for, embrace him, and that is the move today, this week, to officially move the embassy of the United States to its rightful place, the true capital of Israel, Jerusalem. Now, this has got the left and the globalists, the statists, just their heads are spinning like tops, which is actually entertaining, and I think it's great. But look, God, his opinion is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, the king, the city of David. All right, that is where Christ is going to set his foot one day and split that mountain. This is going to, from his perspective, Jerusalem has always been, from the time that God handed it over to his people, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel. It is now. There's a great article over at endtime.com. I don't have time to get into the whole video of Trump discussing this and making this official announcement, but I loved it, and it was really interesting. You know what we should do is find, I have it right here, and I watched it. This was really interesting to watch CNN and their after analysis discussing Trump's strategy. They're trying to provide their analysis of the true intentions and the strategy and what this is all about. And they don't understand it. But remember, they've got a veil over their eyes, so it doesn't make sense to them. But there's a really good article over here that talks about this, and there's tons of information just right at your fingertips. But at endtime.com, they've got one under Prophecy News talking about Israel's capital, Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. And they go into this. At the beginning of December 2014, the former president, who will not be named, issued a memorandum postponing the relocation of the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But that was approved. I don't know if you know this. That was a memorandum which suspended the implementation of the Jerusalem Embassy Act, which was approved by Congress back in 1995. This was a bipartisan bill. It acknowledged the city of Jerusalem has been the capital of the state of Israel since 1950. The reason cited for suspending the act was national security. Well, Trump is saying because of national security, to reach the peace agreement, we have to recognize that Jerusalem is the capital. Well, it always has been the capital of Israel, and way before 1950. This goes way back. There's several scriptures, if you want to go back. And in their article, they point out, whatever may be accomplished as religious leaders and politicians wrangle over what they consider to be its importance on the world scene, the spiritual and eternal significance of Jerusalem is made very clear in the Bible. So I want to point you to, we're running out of time, 1 Kings 11:36, Matthew 23:37, and Isaiah 62:4 and Psalm 89:3-4. We're going to post this article to the endtime.com prophecy news in our highlights and resources posting, so you can go and check it out. It is from December 10th, 2014, but they make a really good case. Just one of multiple examples making the case for the capital of Israel being Jerusalem. And of course, here at Radio Free Redoubt, we and I stand with Israel. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. God bless. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you then. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. God bless.